So a controversial play park in Newry is in the headlines again. It's named after the IRA hunger striker, Raymond McCreesh, who came from the area. His convictions included attempted murder, conspiracy to murder and possession of firearms. Tonight, a motion will be brought before Newry and Mourne District Council to reverse the naming of the play park. Last month, unionists were furious when councillors voted to retain the name. And there's another move to block McCreesh's name from the play park. Also, unionist MLA Tom Elliott plans to introduce legislation to prevent public facilities being named after people convicted of terror offences. The Ulster Unionist Councillor David Taylor with us this morning. Morning to you, David.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning. And Brendan Curran, the Independent Councillor for Newry and Mourne District. Good morning to you, Brendan.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. So the idea here, David, from your Ulster Unionist colleague, is that nobody who has a terrorism offence could ever have their name on a public building.
That's correct, Stephen. I want to welcome the fact that Tom Elliott is bringing forward this private member's bill to make it illegal to name publicly funded facilities or entities after convicted of terrorists. You know, if we had have had a bill like this a number of years ago, we wouldn't be, you know, in a situation where we are now, where we find ourselves in Newry having a children's play park named after a convicted terrorist.
Brendan?
Well, you know, this... First of all, Stephen, my background is, I mean, I'm not a member of any Republican grouping, whatever. And I have 30 days left on the council, you know, so I could quite easily sit back. Like some of our other public representatives, we have an MP, we have two MLAs, and we have 12 councillors representing the Republican community there, and they should be on here today representing Raymond McCreesh and his family. But, I mean, they say they haven't gone away, you know, and I'm saying that about the unionist and this anti-nationalist fight. I mean, they just keep bringing this up, and they're really gatekeeping because no one is really getting that excited about it in the Newry area. And I've read the depositions, and some of them were cut and paste.
It's on the council's agenda tonight again. It's on the assembly's agenda again for debate.
That's exactly
Stop pretending
point.
It's a non-issue.
No, that's exactly my point. This has been made into an issue by the gatekeepers like David and these other people, and it's not really an issue on the ground. I mean, we discussed it last week, and I'm a bit disgusted that some of my former colleagues agreed to allow this to be discussed in committee, which is in private. So,
you can't see why it offends some people.
Or I do, Stephen, and I'll get to that. But, I mean, some people want to talk about this behind closed doors, and I'm very open about talking about the whole thing. I read those depositions, and apart from the ones who were sort of cut and paste and sort of pushed in to complain about this, there is genuine, and I recognise that, there is genuine people who are annoyed and who are offended by this park being named after them, people whose family members were killed. And I can see that. But, I mean, we also have an opinion down here. Raymond McCreesh was just a local fella who became involved in the struggle to remove the British from our country and our countryside. And he was captured and he was put in prison.
He was a man who tried to murder people.
He died on hunger strike. Well, do you know what, Stephen? Lots of people tried to murder people.
Some kid walks into the play park and says, "Here, Daddy, who's Raymond McCreesh?" Oh, gotcha. That's an attempted murderer. That's a man that tried to murder people.
Stephen? You see where I live?
And do you know what we do with that type of man? We put his name on play parks.
That's right, Stephen, because that's what was the wishes of the people in our area. And you know what? If someone asked a parent in Newry that, they would very proudly say Raymond McCreesh was a patriot and someone to look up to. Now, that might not be the case in other areas.
He's a role model, Brendan, is he? A role model for children, is he?
The people didn't ask for this park to be named in East Belfast or somewhere. They asked for it to be named in their area, and they are very proud of Raymond McCreesh.
Your area?
And I stand up for that.
What do you mean your area?
The area in which the play park is named in, Newry and Mourne area, my area. We're not asking for it to be forced on people in East Belfast.
So this is the shining example, is it, to the next generation of children. Here, you know, if you don't like what's happening in the country, you know, get a gun in your hand. Go out and try to murder people. And by the way, do you know what will happen decades later? We'll name play parks after you.
Stephen, people fought in a war, and it was a war. And you know what? See, in other wars, people are named, streets are named after them.
Where does this stop, though?
It stops when people decide it stops. Not whenever David Taylor, who has an agenda, or Tom Elliott, or all these others. It'll stop when the people of the area. If the people of the area didn't want it named, you can be sure they would have said that.
Go on, David.
Well, Stephen, Brenton's talking absolute nonsense. Certainly from my point of view, and indeed the point of view of my unionist colleagues, we are not in pursuit of some form of anti-nationalist agenda. We are about pursuing the chance to change the decision, which is morally incomprehensible. And also want to say, where is the SDLP and where are Sinn Féin today? They know that their position on this issue is indefensible and they've gone to ground. And it's very disappointing that they won't come on and try and defend the position.
Well, both parties were invited onto the programme. They wouldn't do it.
I'm aware of that, Stephen. And as I say, they know that their position is indefensible, so as a consequence of that, they've gone to ground. They're embarrassed by the decision that they've made because they know the decision is wrong. And Brenton cheapens...
Well, hold on, David. One second.
I've spoken to victims over the last number of weeks with regards to this issue. And they are deeply hurt by the assertion that Brenton and indeed other Republicans make that somehow their views don't count.
You will understand why Raymond McCreese was revered in his own community.
I absolutely don't. It tells you something about the mindset of people whenever they believe that a convicted terrorist was a hero. He was no hero. He was someone who caused death and destruction to many people within the minority unionist Protestant community.
A man who starved himself to death, David, he was prepared to make a sacrifice, his community would say, for what he believed in.
That does not make him a hero.
Stephen, can I just say, I acknowledge the victims, and I mean, I'm genuine about that. I mean, whenever people were let out of prisons for killing people's loved ones, and there was hardly a word said because people sort of put their heads down and got on with it, and I absolutely praise that and cannot give enough respect to that. But, I mean, these people are making this an issue to offend those people, I see, because those people have got on with the terrible things that have happened to their loved ones. And, I mean, there are other play parks and other issues. I mean, Joey Dunlop opened a play park at the other side of Newry. My name was on it as the chairman of the council at the time. The paint had hardly dried on it and my name was scraped out. And it wouldn't matter how many times that was renewed. And I'm not making a big deal about that. But, I mean, I also have rights and ex-prisoners have rights. And I mean, we're opening a new swimming pool. And I mean, why can't we name it after someone who was in prison?
What about the rights of the people that were killed, murdered, slaughtered?
Stephen, we can't do anything about it. I mean, that was a war. We're trying to resolve all those things and work our way through it. And is the way to work their way through it? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I never got out of prison. I mean, I can't adopt children. I can't even be a postman. I can't get certain insurances for cars. And
remind us why you were in prison, what were you convicted of?
I was convicted in 1973, 40 years ago, of attempting to murder British soldiers. And do you know what? I am not going to move back from that. I have absolutely nothing to
regret
from that. Absolutely not, Stephen, because do you know why?
Wow.
Because unless that had happened and people like me took those actions, we wouldn't be where we are today. And that's a fact. And it's terrible that those things.
That remark by Brenton is absolutely disgusting. The fact that he would try and legitimise his activities, his terrorist activities, it's absolutely disgusting.
Freedom fighter, I call it, David.
You're not a freedom fighter, Brenton. I can assure you, you're no freedom fighter. All you were, was a terrorist.
Let's look at that.
Inflicted pain and destruction of many families across Northern Ireland.
I'm
certainly no freedom fighter.
I was treated and afforded a special category when I was in prison. I was held in prison in a special camp. I was taken through a special conveyor belt judicial system where the judge decided there was no juries or anything. So don't tell me that my case wasn't special.
Brenton went through all that for a specific reason, the fact that he decided to involve himself in a dirty terrorist campaign.
Stephen, I mean, we could keep throwing this stuff forever.
Was it worth it, what you did?
Are you talking to me?
Stephen? Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we would not be where we are today.
What did it achieve?
We not all. Well, it achieved that people now have alternatives, that we don't have to lift the gun and we don't have to use the bomb, that we now have democratic means to do that. That's what it has achieved. It has achieved an amount of equality. Even though I, as an ex-prisoner, don't have that equality, it has achieved equality. It has broken down the Orange State. It has broken down all the things that David stands for, the discrimination, the selectiveness, where they put the jobs and the shipyards and all those old chestnuts. That's what it has done.
David Taylor.
Not perfect.
Stephen, I can assure you, I've never discriminated against anybody in my life. And I pose a challenge now to Republican and Nationalist politicians in Newry and Mourne Council, and the date as we move forward to Newry and Mourne.
Stephen, can I just say...
Hold on!
Speak, Brendan.
David's going to finish his sentence.
I've listened to you long enough. I've listened to the nonsense that you've spouted this morning, and I'm going to be given the opportunity to speak here. What I'm saying to you is, Stephen, I'm posing a challenge to them now. We find ourselves in a situation now where Republican and Nationalists are pursuing a sectarian agenda. And I pose a challenge to them as a member of the minority unionist community in Uri. Do they want to make me feel like a stranger in my own district? That's the way they're going. The activities that they carry out now on an almost daily basis, whether it be naming play parks after convicted terrorists or pursuing the promotion of Irish over English, issues like that there, they have to ask themselves a question, are they willing to make me and others like me who are a member of the minority community?
Do you believe in democracy? Do you believe in the democratic process where the majority
vote?
I
will not be treated like a second-class
citizen.
Treated like a second-class citizen in my own district.
Where the majority vote wanted to name this park after Raymond McCreesh.
It doesn't make the decision any more right.
Stephen, can I just raise an issue here? And I'm delighted to be on your programme talking to David, because do you know what? David won't speak to me in the council chamber.
That is absolute nonsense, Stephen.
He just says hello. He just says hello. There's never, ever been a conversation between myself and David. The DUP, in all my 30 years, have never spoken to me or any member of my family once in our council chamber. So that shows you the attitude and how they see me as a human being and about my equalness to them. I'm not equal to them as far as they're concerned. I'm someone that they have to deal with, not someone that they want to come to an arrangement or an accommodation with. So David on here talking all these lovely platitudes means nothing to me.
Stephen, the situation may be just realistically that myself and Brendan don't have much in common. It's not that I've ever ignored him. If I pass Brendan in the corridor, I'll say hello to him.
Okay, here's Martin Antrim. Morning, Mark. You
know. Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Mark.
Could you imagine naming on the outrise it would be if they tried to name a park after Jihadi John? He also thinks he's fighting in a just war. The reality is he's a terrorist. He's a guy or they were terrorists. Self-appointed. They weren't at any war, because you need your people's permission to go to war on their behalf.
Any difference, Brendan Kern, in so-called Jihadi John, Muhammad Mwazi, I think his name is, and what the IRA did? Any difference?
Well,
is Jihadi John a freedom fighter?
Such a ludicrous drawing together.
What's the difference?
Something. There's a big difference.
There's no difference.
Raymond McCreesh was subject, like the rest of us, to oppression in his homeland of South Armagh. Day and daily, the British Army and the RUC, and let's look at their past.
Jihadi John would say that the people who he represents are being oppressed as well. What's the difference?
They were on our streets, not out in someone else's country. They were on our streets and our countryside.
Brendan, you're ducking the question. Maybe I could put the question to you again. The Jihadi John in Mwazi, because our caller brings up a fair point, doesn't he? Jihadi John would suggest that his people, if you look at what the Americans and the British, he would claim, have done on the likes of the Iraqi people, he would say that they're oppressed. And he would say, therefore, that he is quite within his rights to behead people. He would say he's quite within his rights to try to blow people up, I guess, like the IRA blew people up in the past. What's the difference between Jihadi John and someone like you in your past?
Well, you see, it's very easy for anyone to go to any other country and be part of their conflict, either legitimately or not. This happened in our streets, in our backyard, in our fields, in our laneways. That's why Raymond McCreesh was what he was, and that's why he became what he was. I mean, we can talk about this all day. Raymond McCreesh is honoured and respected, and that's why they chose to name this play park after him, and that's simple.
But it's not just about majority rule, is it? What about minority rights? What about the sensitivity towards the other community, towards the unionist community? And we hear, don't we, Martin McGuinness, the Deputy First Minister, often talking about how we need to all be sensitive to each other in this community and not go out of our way to cause offence. So where is your understanding of how the minority community in that area feels when they see someone...
I think Martin McGuinness is right, and we're trying to work through that. But, I mean, we also have rights. I mean, I live in a town where you have the Albert Basin, the Victoria Locks. We had streets like King Street, Queen Street, stuff that no one in this town wanted but were forced upon us by a unionist council in our area. So we're trying to work through all that legacy, and Martin's right. We need to take account, and when I saw those deputies...
Would you be happy with the street named after Oliver Cromwell?
At the time, whenever we named Raymond McCreesh, I have to say, in all honesty, I did not take into
account... David Taylor, would you be happy with a street named after Oliver Cromwell?
Oliver Cromwell wasn't a convicted terrorist, Stephen. And I'm not aware of any plans to name anything after Oliver Cromwell in Uri and Mourne District.
Well, people would accuse him of war crimes in his past, wouldn't they?
He wasn't a convicted terrorist, Stephen. And I think this is a problem. You see, Brendan and others don't seem to get a grasp of this. You know, he mentions Albert Basin, Victoria Locke. They were named after royalty, and whilst I acknowledge that there may be people within Uri that aren't great fans of the royal family, you can't draw any
Thing. There are loads of people want to speak to us this morning. Alan in East Belfast. Morning, Alan.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, Raymond McCree's committed suicide, and they're naming a park after somebody who committed suicide. He refused to eat. He had a choice. Eat to live or don't eat and die. So he committed suicide. He had a choice. I think it's shocking that councillors let this here happen, this park being named after him.
Mark in Belfast. Morning, Mark.
How you doing, Stephen? All right?
Go ahead, Mark.
Stephen, the park's immaterial to me. It's just the sort of way that Sinn Féin and even yourself said there about democracy and majority vote. You know, even if it's had majority vote in this country for basically for, 50 years plus, and all the nationalist community done was say majority vote isn't a fair way to represent everybody in the country. Yet now that they're beginning to get a majority vote in many council areas, all they do is it's majority vote is democracy, that's life. Live with it. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Brendan?
Well, I think he has a point there. I mean, when I first came on to Newry Council 30 years ago, the Unionist and the SDLP voted in block against me as a Republican nationalist.
And but now you're doing the same.
Now
you're
I see.
Beating the Unionist Party.
I didn't cut across you. Now Sinn Féin and the SDLP do the same to keep other people down. So I'm leaving the council in 30 days after 30 years, and all I see is the power and the strength has changed hands, and now they're doing exactly the same on others as what was done unto them.
And you support it?
No, I don't. No, it don't.
There's two wrongs make a right.
No, it doesn't. But I'm only saying, and I'm only reflecting, after my 30 years of fighting in our council, nothing has changed, I have to sadly say. And that makes me feel very flat about my achievements and what I fought for a party. Now, people won't even speak in our council chamber. I mean, we wouldn't discuss Raymond McCree's the other night. We went into committee. We spoke in private. When we come out, that was the end of it. There wasn't even a word said about it.
At least I'm glad that you've come out and at least acknowledged the fact that it is wrong what's going on at the minute. It might have been wrong in the past, yes, and I agree with you, but it's still wrong at the minute. But
it's still wrong, and there are 12 Republican representatives in our council, and only one of them is allowed to speak. And that's not what I got involved in the struggle for and risk my life and my family's life and loads of other people died over, that there would be this deathly silence. Ever since Maria Cahill, there's a deathly silence in our council chamber. 22 young people lost their jobs last week. The Republican Party that I was a part of hasn't even said a single word about that. Two companies were put out of work by the...
So they would say that they're working very hard to bring jobs to Newry. James in Newry. Morning, James.
You come to Newry, Stephen, as you reported it, and I'll show you the 22 jobs that they lost.
James in Newry. Morning, James.
Lost their lesson.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, James.
Well, I was just going to say, Stephen, listening to the debate there, and I know both men very well, and Brenton, as he says, coming to the end of 30 years of solid representation for the working class people in Newry, is a...
Just because we're pushed for time here, James, let's get to the point, if you don't mind.
I was just going to say, Stephen, that on Friday, I'm rather weary about all this day after day, papers, television programmes, your programme, and it's the same regurgitation day after day. And it seems that our entire community has been vilified and literally crucified. On Friday, we had a ceremony in Newry, a civic ceremony, for our two George Cross holders, Raymond Kelly and Max Blaney, two men that make Newry unique. A bomb disposal officer killed in World War II, an American seaman. And we had a lovely cross community service, a Methodist minister, a lady minister. We had the pipe major from one of the local bands. We had councillors, we had officials. And that's the Newry that I know,
James,
and
thank
that
you.
Most people would identify with.
Thank you, James. Jared in Newcastle. Morning, Jared.
Hello.
Yes, Jared.
Hello. Could you ask your man, David, there, does that private members bill of Tom Elliott's, does that include loyalist bands as well?
David Taylor?
Terrorists and loyalist bands.
It specifically deals with anybody that's been convicted with a terrorist offence. If it doesn't matter whether they're Republican, loyalist, or whatever, if they have a conviction for a loyalist, if they have a conviction for terrorism, that's where it is.
Would it make murals illegal?
Well, it's public. Anything that's public or privately funded, publicly funded.
So that's probably no. It wouldn't ban murals then.
Publicly funded facilities. It's very clear.
Why shouldn't it ban murals?
Well, it states very clearly, Stephen, it's publicly funded facilities. You know, I don't want to see any terrorist murals up anywhere. I'm very clear on that.
So why not extend this so that we'd ban murals?
There will be a consultation opened up, as I say, from today, and people will have the opportunity to make that.
You would support that, would you?
I have no problem with anything. Anything that tries to glorify terrorism, say, I have no problem with
that. I'll tell you, David Taylor, what this is about. This is really about how we deal with the past, isn't it?
And well, it certainly is.
Unionists like you cannot expect Republicans to renounce their past, dump their past. They're proud of their past.
That may be the case, but they should apologise for what they have done. And the problem is that now that we find ourselves in a situation where they're continuing to try and glorify what happened in the past, all that it is doing is serving
Stephen,
to polarise and
divide. Stephen, that's not true. Can I just
No, it is true, Brent.
James hit the nail on the head. Our entire community and district has been vilified by David and people like him. I mean, nobody's making a song and dance over this play park. It was simply named. There was no big fan for
I'm sorry, Stephen, I can't agree with that. I've never vilified. I've never vilified an entire community. And again, this is type of propaganda that Republicans and nationalists try to profess to try and offer some form of defence.
Let's let Brendan speak.
That Newry's a cold place for unions, and it's not. It's very warm and it's welcoming. And you know what? Some of them don't like this, and I regret that. But there's nothing you do about it. We've done it, and that's where we are with it. And people in that area want it, and that's how he's seen. But it's not a cold place for, and that's all what David and the likes of him is trying to do, to try and whip up this anti-sectarian, anti-unionist. And it's not. People aren't buying it on the ground, David. Sad to say.
Well, Stephen, I'm sorry, Fred. I cannot agree with that. I'm listening to this on a daily basis. The unionist community, they're disgusted by it. And I have to say, Stephen, I'm born and bred in Newry. I've been in Newry 32 years now, and I'm proud to be a Newry citizen. But on occasions when they make decisions like this, I'm not proud, because it makes me feel as a member of the minority community very uncomfortable, and I do feel like a second-class citizen whenever I see this type of decision being made.
Well, there was a time when we couldn't name anything after NISIS. There was a time when we couldn't even march around our own streets. But you know what, David? Those days are gone. People are not on their knees anymore, and there are other unionist people who are out there who are willing to give us a fair share and equality.
Thomas
people
is in North Belfast.
Keepers, David, your day is gone. You are finished.
Morning, Thomas.
Morning, Stephen. How are you? Just like I say, I'm from the loyalist communities, you know, Stephen. First of all, and people from my community may disagree with me, I have a bit of respect for what the hunger strikers done. I think what they've done after they were in jail, they took a brave decision to starve themselves to death for their political ideals. So I understand why they're esteemed within their community. But before they done that, the bottom line is these people were evil, ruthless IRA gunmen. And we should not be naming play parks after LVF, UFF, IRA or NLA men. By all means, name a band. That guy was on there about loyalist bands. There's Republican bands as well. Or have a memorial to him. I have no problem with that. But for the name of play park after LVF or UFF or IRA men is totally wrong. And I would ask that independent councillor, I'm from North Belfast, would he be open for people to name like Ballyshannon Plainfields after an LVF, UFF or IRA gun or UVF gunman?
If that question to me, I mean, we talk about equality, and that's what equality is about. I mean, if the people of that area, no matter
well,
how
I ask
faithful,
you just answer the question, just
no matter how
disfaithful,
it is to me, if the people in that area decide to name it in a proper democratic way, well, then I have to accept. Doesn't matter what I think about it, I will accept that. I might not like it, but I'll not vilify everybody in that area.
So you believe in majority rule and you don't believe in minority?
No, no.
Minority's being represented.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the people in that area are comfortable with it and it's done
that
democratically.
That would be majority. We're talking about the democratic process. That would be the majority vote. So you believe in
lots,
the majority of vote prevailing every time, Brendan?
There are done in unionist areas that we're not asked about. When we've seen those join the UDA and the horrific faces on the people with the skeletal faces and the machine guns. I mean, we're not asking that.
That's exactly in the same as your community. You have murals, and Loyalists have murals. There's new NLA mural up the same week as that UDA mural.
Yeah, but we're
there's
talking about
murals of IRA gunmen all around, the murals
consent,
of Bobby Sands, etc.
What I'm saying is, we have no issue. We aren't asked about consent to those, and we have to live with those.
Stay there, Thomas.
So why,
Jim,
why would we have an
in
issue
West Belfast.
About
morning, Jim.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Stephen. I've relatives in Canada, America, all over the world. And my point is, the Shankill Road to Vemmons is known for the simple reason because of the Shankill Butchers. But they consider changing the name of it. I'm not asking like they do change it, but that's why it's known. If you know what I mean. It's known because of the Shankill Butchers.
It's not just known for the Shankill Butchers,
oh,
for goodness sake.
In Canada it is, yes.
Really?
Yes, really. And in America. Is that where the butchers came from?
You've done extensive surveys in Canada.
Come from that area.
What extensive surveys have you done in Canada?
I've all my relatives left to Ireland to avoid the troubles. And that's why the Shankill Road is known for it.
To all your relatives. Okay.
Every relative belonged to me went to Canada.
Jim, thank you. Brendan and David, thank you very much indeed.